Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show, sponsored by the Wireline Group with the podcast party. I'm joined today by Troy Haben, Gavin Schmidt, and Philip Hinoha.
Hinojosa.
Way off on that. I apologize because we didn't even introduce ourselves with our last names yet. My name is Jason Spies, by the way. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent, Philip. Thank you for joining us here today. Troy, how are you doing?
Doing well, Jason. Thanks for having us.
And Gavin, how are you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
All right, folks. There are the voices of Troy, Gavin, and Philip. So that way we can follow along a little bit here. And let's talk a little bit about Wellhead Systems, Inc. and what it is you guys do for the oil and gas industry.
Well, Jason, again, thanks for having us. Wellhead Systems, Inc.'s manufacturer out of Hill City, Kansas, and we manufacture surface hookup equipment for artificial lift systems in the oil and gas industry. We've vastly become a market leader in our products and in the development of new innovation, as well as products that specifically take care of or help with the current business models and changes of ESG and what we can do to help do our part as a manufacturer to create a better environment for folks to work in the oil patch in the future, for sure.
You bring up the ESG buzzword, so we'll transition into that next. One of the things that we talk about in the crude life, in fact, we actually created a new brand called ESG University just for the simple fact of educating people. And our mission statement really has become ESG is here. It's on the 1 yard line. There's 99 yards to go. It's the first quarter. The refs haven't brought the rules out and the ball isn't even out in the field, but the game's already started because companies are being impacted and economies are being impacted, and ESG scores are available on Yahoo Finance. Can you imagine the gall of someone to come out with an ESG score before there's even a universal thing?
It's definitely in the infancy stages, for
right?
Sure, for
yep.
Sure, and it is with us as well. We're treading new water, if you will, but we're excited about the opportunities. Some of our new products have fit right in with that change in the culture and change in the marketplace, and a little bit of blessing for us, for sure, but. We feel like we're focused at least not only in the short term but also in the long term to be able to provide the producers with the products that they need to meet those ESG requirements moving forward.
And I'm glad you took it to the positive direction, because we can sit here and complain about ESG all day long, but the reality is, I just said, the game's already started. And what I mean by that is the SEC last March developed a task force specifically to define the ESG criteria over the next 12 to 18 months. So next year, it's here. And right now, I'm telling companies, get a hold of the narrative now before you start reacting to the final product. And what you guys are bringing in is part of that narrative.
Absolutely, Jason. And I'm sure the folks that have started it fully expect, like we do, it's going to have some changes along
without
the way.
Without a doubt.
But I'm glad our industry is taking the initiative to start defining that and support defining those processes. I believe it's in the best interest of all of us that we are involved right up front and have input as to what those ratings and how those scores should be defined in the industry, at least have input into those decision makings. I think we're all trying to do the right thing, and we'd certainly like to all be a part of the future and in any type of ratings or scores or things that determine ESG ratings. I think the more we're involved, the more it's going to be beneficial, not just to one entity, but to all of us in the oil and gas industry.
Here we are at Wellhead Systems, Inc. at the booth, I guess. It would be the outside exhibition booth at the Permian Basin International Oil Show, largest and oldest oil show in the country. And you've got a video monitor up there with your recent video. And it's I3D, it says over there in the corner, in some Tetris block formation. Talk to me a little bit about I3D and what this video is educating the people on.
Well, I3D is a video company we use.
Oh, okay. Well, there.
but it's a great promo, Jason. Maybe I'll get a discount on the video,
hey,
right?
That's right. Hey, pal, I'm going to send you an invoice, I3D. Three invoices, too. Okay.
Very good. Now, we're showcasing one of our new products, Jason, the Model JT. Where it fits into the ESG is, again, we kept it pretty simple from the beginning, was we tried to reduce leak paths. Our products have been progressing over the years. We probably made a leap with this product, certainly into the new reduced carbon footprint environment for sure. So what the Model JT does in simple terms is it takes three connections and moves it to one. So we basically reduced your leak paths by 66% per well from a traditional hookup. And again, that's just simple math. If three connections is 100%, right, to take two away, that's, you know, you reduce it 66%. So that in itself is I think, going to be of a great benefit, not just from a operational standpoint, but again, also from a reduction in the carbon footprint. And it's also got environmental benefits. Because we've combined three components into one now and have one connection, we also have less waste, if you will, when those products come to the end of their life. The Model JT, instead of having to throw the whole product away, we have the ability to detach a base, which is typically what it fails first, because it's the thinnest part of the material. It's attacked with different corrosives and chemicals possibly, but we have the ability to change that out and replace that. So the product's life cycle has been extended tremendously. Again, reducing the carbon footprint and overall waste in at least in our product lines and in the industry.
You know, looking at this video here as you're talking and seeing just kind of the breakdown, if you will, it's almost like you're engineering and then reverse engineering it right before my very eyes, which is kind of neat, showing the leak paths and everything. The what it reminds me of is we actually started an ESG weekly update back in 2015, but we didn't call it an ESG weekly update. We called it the Meridian Energy Weekly Update because they were building the Davis Refinery in the Bakken.
Correct.
And as a journalist, I'm like, well, if this is the first greenfield refinery in the last 50 years, it's going to set the standard for environments. And if it's right in my backyard as a journalist, I got to document the heck out of this thing because it'll be read about in history books, maybe just in the petroleum industry. But hey, this is a way to make my mark, right? So we started interviewing the CEO, who's extremely accessible during this because he understood the transparency part. And then so they gave us access to their engineering people and their project manager. And we were able to come up with a weekly 8-minute update, 6-minute update type of a thing. And I was amazed when I talked to the engineering people and the project manager how the bends of pipes, reducing them or adding them, and just how something as simple as the bending of pipes can eliminate so much different emissions and things like that. And that's what yours reminds me of, how this new science that we've been able to basically, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, when you shake something down. The science as it shakes out over the last 30 years, it's right into here, right now.
Yep.
And that's what I love about this. Is I almost feel like I got a blank slate looking at this industry because I came from ag. You know, I mean, I grew up on the east side of North Dakota where we ain't got a rig for 5 hours.
Yeah, I certainly understand ag out of Oklahoma.
I mean, all we knew about oil was Dallas, J.R. Ewing, you know, the Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, Troy Aikman.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Name the top oil man, Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman.
Emmett Smith. Oh, wait.
Some would still argue they are. Right?
I know. Actually, we did a family fracas yesterday. We went around and interviewed 100 people, and one of the questions was, legends in oil and gas, you know, name the people you might think of first. James Dean got 3 votes because of the movie Giant. I thought, oh, that's priceless. Okay. But anyway, so talk to me a little bit about, you know, the ESG and some of the engineering that's really created that 66% reduction, because that's the fine-tuning devil in the detail.
It is, Jason. Again, it's basically taking separate components, combining them together, not only combining them together, but improving them as well. The pressure balance BOP ram on the Titan Premier is the first in the industry, used a lot in the drilling applications over the years, but not so much on the production applications. So we've integrated that into our product as well, mm-hmm. which is certainly a product enhancement and improvement. We've improved elastomers, which again is one of the biggest causes of your leaks, right? They're a wear item, so we continue to work on improving those elastomers to last longer, to withstand heat, especially out in California where they do a lot of steam applications. So we have several different rubber compounds to customize, if you will, a bit to each well, because we know every well is a little bit different, has its own uniqueness. But with this system, other than changes in elastomers, we're able to help companies standardize. One of the big issues, I believe, going forward in our industry is going to be, I think we're going to continue to be asked to do more with less, right? And mm-hmm. it's just efficiencies is what it is. And
absolutely.
So as manufacturers, we have to continue to work on products that help our producers be more efficient and effective. And as we can, if we can help them standardize on field operations, then we reduce the training time necessary to get an employee up and running faster. We reduce the troubleshooting time for them, and there's a lot of other benefits to the end users if manufacturers themselves help build products that will allow them to be successful in a business plan that may not have the resources that you'd like for it to have. So you have to find efficiencies in order to still achieve the business plan you've set forward for the year. And in 5 and 10 years in most of these companies as they plan out.
You mentioned California heat. Another comment you made and led me to my next question, which is, you know, each shale play really is different, whether you go to the Bakken where they got wet gas and then you come down. I think it's Haynesville that has all the dry gas, I think it is, or the Eagle Ford, I forget which one. And then you got the Tuscaloosa, which is full of mud and clay and all kinds of different things. Is there different you customize to each one. Are there shale plays that you can't get into or that you're specified for? And talk to me about the different shale plays and the different gasses and et cetera.
You bet. Well, a couple things dictate that, right, is pressures and what is the well service, right?
Mm-hmm.
That determines what elastomers will go in there, what will stand up the longest, where the best, so on and so forth. But
just shale play. Are you in different shale plays?
Well,
north of the Mason-Dixon, south of it?
Oh,
you know?
yes. Wellhead systems throughout North America.
Okay,
we're international as well.
That's pretty much. Philip, go ahead, or Gavin, grab it. Gavin, you're the guy from North Dakota, aren't you, Gavin?
That's where I cover. Spend most of my time.
You spend most of your. We're at North Dakota, by the way.
Willison, I live in South Dakota.
Oh, that's right. Spearfish, South Dakota, God's country, of course. The Crow Peak Brewery, the original brewery before this this yuppie, hippie, yuppie craze of breweries every corner.
Town of 10,000.
Boy, I tell you, what do you got, more convenience stores or more breweries in each town now?
Dang near breweries.
But the Crow Peak Brewery, man, that is one of the top in the nation, and that is how I found out about IPA beer, just
so
you know.
It's good. It's good stuff. It's right down. We don't live far from it, so we're there often. It's good.
So there's our plug for Crow Peak Brewery, and I never go through Spearfish without stopping at, what's the name of that pizza joint again? The Pizza Dough Trader Company. Dough Trader.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next thing. Talk to me a little bit about the different shale plays and et cetera.
So. Yeah, I'd say we're everywhere. The biggest thing we do is you know, we came out with a polymer elastomer in about 2015-16 before a lot of folks. That's the main thing we address on the different shale plays is whether it's a, you know, what's your H2S, your CO2, your gas breakdown,
mm-hmm.
You know, what sour services are you seeing at the well? And so the big thing we can do is we just have a plethora of elastomers that we can offer folks along with the different pressures that they need. What we've seen is, you know, people were super concerned about those pressures in 14, 15, 16, and then all of a sudden, maybe we don't need 5,000 PSI equipment at the wellhead. Backed off, and now that's coming back with all the frac that's coming back on. So with between the pressures that we allow in our products from 1500 up to 10K, mm-hmm. and then all the elastomer options that we offer, we can work with folks figuring out what that, you know, fluid breakdown is coming up, and then making suggestions on that. That's really the way we mitigate. But yeah, as far as the shale plays, we're about everywhere.
Okay,
South America, Argentina, You know, we've got stuff all over the place.
You know, Jason, Gavin mentions a good point on the pressure ratings. Of course, the Model JTs, the Titan Premier Model JTs, we have it in all the pressure range, 1500, 3K, and 5K. It was interesting, up until probably 10, 15 years ago, the highest pressure in our type of equipment was 1500 PSI. Mm-hmm. So there has been a lot of development in our industry over the last 10, 15 years in product development and enhancements. We just don't always get to hear those good things about the industry. But there's been some great developments, and WSI has been on the leading edge of those, and we feel very blessed to be a part of that future for sure in the industry.
You know, one of the things that just amazes me is the innovation behind every part of this industry, you know, and even polymers and, I mean, nanotechnology and just all in sensors. And
it's really advanced.
It is. And, yeah. And people have no idea how, you know, a plastic coating, it's not a plastic coating at the end of the day. It's kind of like when the weather girl explains it's going to be sunny outside. It's not. It's a little bit more than that. Okay, it's a little Absolutely. More complex, folks. But at the end of the day, you know, we like to just make it simple. And a lot of that gets taken advantage of right now, because when you talk about some of these solutions that are going in there and almost being proactive on emission management, and then you got the polymers that are working with emission management. Those are like the unsung heroes and everything else. I do have a naivete question, because this industry is very deep. And listen, you got to have about 4 doctorates just to understand one of the streams, and you ain't going to get more than 50% of an understanding.
Right.
So I apologize to the listening audience out there if this is a dumb question, but Is there any difference between the enhanced oil recovery and the non, you know, the front end? Because the enhanced oil recovery, that has taken on a whole new life of its own for a lot of these producers, where it's almost like a little sub niche now. I don't know if you play into that at all, but it just seems like there's more gas coming in the enhanced recovery, so there's more opportunity for things.
Well, and again, I think we're recovering and capturing more of that. I think gas prices have helped that for sure.
I think right? So too.
Gas prices move prices alone move a lot of things. But to go back to the development is, and again, in whether it's you know, dewatering a gas well or producing an oil well. Well, the advancements have moved tremendously in the last 20 years, Jason. Like you said, I mean, a doctorate, the chemical engineers. I mean, it's very very advanced, and it's a little bit of a tough situation for some of the manufacturers, especially with costs going up and everything else. Mm-hmm. But as we advance the industry. As you know, with any advancement, those costs goes up. So it's a fine line that a manufacturer has to walk, right, in being able to continue the R&D and do the advancements in the industry and do it at an economical price for the producers, because we all have to make money along the way, right? And so sometimes those advancements, while they're there, they're before their time economically. We have some things that we're working on and we think are 5 to 8 years away, but it's a little too soon right now. So you always are balancing when is that market acceptance time, mm-hmm. based on what it's going to, what the price would have to be in order to make that an effective tool for those producers, right?
Yeah.
You have to work with it all. Technology's great, but it has to be economical and affordable to that time as well. And sometimes we get a cart ahead of the horse a little bit.
So let's, as we conclude here, let's talk a little bit about what these producers and your potential customers need to know as they get to their annual meetings, as they get to their, you know, shareholder meetings, and you know, a lot of times in the energy industry, and this is like most corporations, they'll make their decisions over 1 or 2 months and then manage those decisions for the next 10 to 11 months. They got a little petty cash money, a little playroom, but most of it's, hey man, the ship is moving ahead, and
yeah.
We got to, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
So, the best way to get in the table and on the, you know, get on the dining room table nowadays is almost by an interview over the internet. It seems like, you know, I mean, because it's hard, but Delta and COVID to get a meeting nowadays. So this kind of works. I heard 66% reduction And that leads to bottom line savings. That also leads to ESG potential hooks being set up for whether carbon credits or whatever. That's what I'm starting to hear. So let's hit those buzzwords and let's talk to those people making the decisions and explain to them why wellhead systems should be used next year.
Well, yeah. Again, we've worked very diligently to try to provide the market with the products that are that help them to improve ESG ratings, to help them improve efficiencies in their field operations, to help them improve in their maintenance and troubleshooting operations with standardization. We're trying, and one of our largest, flagship products is really our people. We have some of the best training staff in the industry, and with COVID in the last couple years and not seeing people, we know the face of the industry's changed because, unfortunately, we lost a lot of folks, right, due to the economy stopping. And so as it comes back, I think as we get new generation of folks in the industry, I think training and education on the products is just as important as the development of new products, right, that meet a boardroom criteria, meet a company criteria, but sometimes you got to work that benefit all the way down to the folks in the field that do the job, and they need training and education, and that's certainly where WSI shines. So it's not just a product that we're providing that's a great tool in the industry, great timing with the current marketplace, but we support those customers with training and field support as well. And I think that's just as important as product development itself, Jason.
And I can tell you firsthand, they're one of the kindest people I know, or one of the least most judgmental people I know, because not only did I show up with my shirt untucked for this interview, but I just realized as I looked down to see if my mic was turned on that I didn't button my second to last button on my shirt, and I look like John Travolta from some sort of 70s pimp show here. So thank you guys for not making fun of me on that, because you had every right to.
Jason, we are not Hollywood over here.
I'm not either, but apparently I look like it here this morning. It was a long night last night, so that's all I'm saying, guys.
I understand.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much for joining us here on the Crude Life and the Permian Basin podcast party here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. It's a spectacular podcast party brought to you by the Wireline Group. Again, people, you guys got a website. I'm sure you got 50 websites. Let's get a plug in so people all can reach you at least.
So, yeah, we do have a website. It's wellheadsystems.com. We do have a YouTube channel for Wellhead Systems also.
You can check out that i3D video.
It will be uploaded on there.
Bill number 6 we're going to give them.
We have about 50 training videos, and we go in pretty good in depth. Just to give you an idea, there's 11 videos just on one product, on rod rotators.
Oh, right on.
So we try to make sure that we cover it and get in depth, and you can find all the information there, catalogs, drawings, whole nine yards.
All right, those silver linguistic tones were from Philip. Gavin, go ahead and say goodbye with your North Dakota accent, your South Dakota accent.
I wish I had one. I grew up in Southeast Kansas.
So never mind. Then.
But get some gravy on my French fries, eh? No, it's all good.
You're not from Alberta. What are you talking about?
That's too far north.
Those guys are close.
And Troy, thank you very much for inviting us here. And by the way, we're out here at the booth, the Wellhead Systems booth, the global Wellhead Systems Authority trademark.
There you go. Jason, hey, thank you. I want to give a shout to our factory, our folks back there. None of this is possible without a team. We have one of the best teams in the industry. I know I'm biased, but we're also blessed. And just want all those folks to know how much we appreciate their efforts every single day. So,
well said, sir. Well said from Wellhead Systems. That's going to do it from the Permian Podcast Party for this interview brought to you by the Wireline Group.